Hello and welcome to the BA Podcast, our first episode in what we hope will be a regular series, providing insight and inspiration for booksellers, brought to you by the Booksellers Association for the UK and Ireland. I'm your host, Ed Peppett, and in this launch episode, we'll be talking about BA Learning, the Bookseller Association's soon-to-be-launched online learning platform, designed specifically for bookshop owners and their staff. So earlier this week, I met up online to find out more about BA Learning with Merrill Halls, the Bookseller Association's Managing Director, and Sheila O'Reilly, who owned and ran Dulwich Books for more than 12 years, and for the last 5 years has been a business mentor for the BA's mentoring scheme for independent booksellers. Here's Merrill explaining what BA Learning is all about.
So BA Learning is our much-delayed and much-anticipated platform for the skills and resources materials that we want to provide to booksellers. It's a project that we started many months ago, pre-COVID, and we haven't had a professional development or learning and development aspect to the BA for a very long time. So we thought it was long overdue. We bring booksellers together all the time and they do a lot of peer-to-peer learning and we bring expertise in from outside, but we felt very much that it was time to try and gather together everything that we already had, which was in a bit of a mosaic form, bring it together coherently and enhance it with customised content and good stuff that was happening in other places in the industry so that booksellers only had to come to one place to get skills for either themselves or their staff to be better booksellers, really.
Very good. Very good. So a lot of the materials existed already.
A lot of them did. We have run an introduction to bookselling course for many years, tutored for us by Patrick Neal, who's a very eminent bookseller. We also had an increasing number of practical guides that we'd created, sometimes out of a topic that just bubbled up. So something that was current, like running virtual events during COVID. So we've done a proper substantial printed guide to running virtual events. And we had a whole range of those guides. And then we've had conference sessions and seminars that we've run in person over time that we've possibly recorded, and we have those lying around, as it were. So we just felt like it was time to bring it all together.
Absolutely. So some of these resources existed but haven't been made widely available because you may have recorded it or filmed an event but not actually done anything with the resource.
Yes, and or we've done something in the moment. So after the conference, we would send a link out to everybody that came to the conference. But then that's sitting slightly lost on the BA website, yeah. Whereas now right. What we're hoping is that this will be the go-to place so that people will know that that's their first port of call and that they'll be able to navigate their way to whatever it is that they need.
So you had some resources to begin with. How did the idea for BA Learning evolve?
Well, I think the idea evolved because we did have all those resources and we had in the past had what was BA training. So we'd had a training function in the past and I think we'd felt the lack of it. And although we'd been able to help professionalise bookselling over many years, we felt it was time to pull it together. So before COVID, we pulled together a group of booksellers and we called them our Professional Development Task Force. And we did lots of brainstorming and we came up with a fantastic list of topics and we came up with a sort of wish list of the sorts of things we would want to achieve through developing this project. And that included having bite-sized topics available and it included professionalising bookselling and having it a transferable aspect of being part of bookselling that you would tick these off in some fashion and move on to the next thing. And I think we were careful to ask a whole range of booksellers what they wanted. And Sheila actually was part of that original group when she was still a bookseller.
So you were a bookseller, Sheila, for 19 years.
Yeah, and as a bookshop owner, I knew the information was there in a lot of places. It was just really not, I wasn't sure where to find it. And, you know, we're leading very busy lives and you're normally trying to find this information, like, and you need it now. And the theory behind creating the resource and the one-stop shop for all the information was great. And it was just seeing how we could make that happen as a group. And I think the big plan, the University of Bookselling, I think was brilliant. And hopefully this platform long-term will not necessarily go towards the University of Bookselling, but would be a place where you can direct new members for the team, lead it, become an induction program for them, and we can help train up booksellers to be great. And then they can take the next step to be managers and hopefully bookshop owners.
And I think the other thing was that, you know, it's a resource-heavy thing to do, and we didn't necessarily have the resources to do it. And certainly through the pandemic, it took a back seat because we were crisis managing for 2 years. We've been crisis managing. But, you know, when I started to talk to Sheila about the potential for her to come on board with this, and I knew that with that as a very safe pair of hands, somebody who'd been a bookseller for so long, knew exactly what was required and could join the team to make it happen. I mean, that became moment where it felt like it would be possible to do it after a number of false starts. The desire was still there, and bookselling deserves to have this. You know, I mean, it's a fantastic industry and it's full of really inventive and clever people. So we want to capture that. And I think that's largely what it is. The vision is to capture all that cleverness and expertise and experience and not lose it.
And on that very subject, presumably when you were thinking about topics to cover, and let's say you were thinking, let's produce a document about best practices on window dressing or creating window displays, presumably you're thinking, oh, this person in this particular bookshop is particularly skilled at doing window displays, we must capture that person. Have you got a number of people in mind who you think they would be great for this particular topic? Is that how it works?
Oh, I think one of the interesting things about the industry is that people are really willing to share information. I mean, you talk about window displays. Just today, I've put one bookshop in Kent in touch with Tim and Carrie at Book of Books because they do some fantastic windows. And right. So, you know, you do get to know who are great in the industry and who are really sort of trailblazers in what they're doing. And they're very happy to share that with other booksellers. And I think what the platform will do is they'll share that information and tips and advice and maybe the inspiration with all booksellers rather than just one-to-one.
Very good. So, Meryl, who is BA Learning for?
Okay, that's a good question. BA Learning is for anyone in bookselling. I think it's primarily aimed at bookshop owners, and then we would hope that the bookshop owners would find in it resources for their staff as well. So it's not a training program. It's not a distance learning effort. It's a gathering of resources where bookshop owners will be able to find the stuff that chimes with their priorities. So what they want to do to make their bookshops better and to be able to access good practice and best practice from their peer group. So it's aimed at the owners, but also the managers of the stores, if they're managing rather than owning. And also there would be, in due course, there will be skills sessions for the bookshop staff as well.
Very good. So Sheila, obviously the platform will develop over time. We will be launching it with a certain amount of content. What will be there from day one?
From day one, there'll be a variety of the best practice guides that the BA already have, certainly the current ones. And they will deliver the information in a variety of formats. There'll be podcasts, there'll be downloadable PDFs, and there'll be material that you can follow through so that you'll get a good grasp of that particular topic. So the kind of topics in the beginning will be summary of sort of thinking about smarter ordering, or if you want to think about creating an inclusive bookshop. Also, if you're thinking about green, the climate change, the climate crisis, you can think about the steps you can start making to do with creating a green bookshop. And there'll be explainers on World Book Day and guides like that, as well as links to Batch, the National Book Tokens, Quest and the Retail Trust as well for members.
Excellent. So it sounds like it will appeal to both new booksellers and established booksellers from day one.
Yeah, I think no matter how long you're in the trade, and I mean, I was in this for, 19 years, it's always worth going back and revisiting how you're doing a process, because running a bookshop has now become more expensive, and that's not going to change. It's going to get, I think, worse as the cost and the utilities costs go up. So the more efficient a bookshop can be rethinking their processes, and I think the platform will give ideas to the bookshop owners about how they can do things differently and streamline their process.
Very good. Meryl, how do you see the platform evolving over the coming months and years?
Well, I'm really keen for it to be a co-created thing, really. I feel we're launching it at London Book Fair 22, and we want that to be the beginning of the journey. This is not, we've made a very deliberate decision not to get it all, you know, to fill it up with content, finish it up, put a bow on top, and then send it out into the world. We want to put it out into the world and say, we've got this stuff and it's effective and it's fit for purpose, but we want it to be better and we want booksellers to feed back on how they find it and where the gaps are, if they want more of something, if they like some formats more than others, if they want to road test it with their staff. You know, we would want to get feedback in that way. So we'll formalise the feedback process to some extent. And I would very much like to think that booksellers will tell us what more they want and in what depth they want it. Because if booksellers don't use it, then there's no point in it existing. It's got to be fit for purpose. It's got to have booksellers at the heart of it. And there'll be things we wouldn't have thought of. So I think we're not going to go out and say, this is the answer to all your problems. We're just going to say, this is the start of a journey. You can help us create what you need.
Very good. And I believe that we're using a platform to deliver this material that comes from the IPG, is that right?
That's right. So the IPG, Independent Publishers Guild, has had their, what they've termed their skills hub for a long number of years. And it's been entirely what we're describing here. It's been where they have collated and collected and saved all of that resource. So when we were researching how we were going to do this, because, you know, it needs infrastructure, we talked to the team at the IPG and they were happy to work with us on creating a BA site. And we're going to call it BA Learning Skills Hub. But yes, we've been working with them and they've been incredibly helpful to us, working with Sheila on the design template at the moment and how we might structure it and how it might echo what they already do. And I think it's been a great trade collaboration story as well. As I mean, Sheila, you've been involved far more in the practicalities of that.
Yeah, it's been fantastic to work with Charlotte at IPG. She's been incredibly helpful to me and Ed as well. And I think joining with IPG means that we can produce a platform this year for the BA members with the help and support of the team at IPG. And we're sort of up the learning curve with them a lot further because they are holding our hand and making it happen. But it will be the BA learning platform and the skills hub.
I think one of the things that's worth mentioning, actually, in terms of how the IPG have been helping us, is that they've already got a number of modules that are pertinent for small businesses, right? So obviously for the independent sector in bookselling and the independent sector in publishing, there's a lot of crossover, the challenges of running a small business. So they have already got quite a lot of that generic business help on there. They've done the hard yards and they are sharing it with us. And so we'll be able to go out not only with our own bookselling specific things, but with some materials that IPG have shared with us. And I think that's a great signal of intent and it's a great signal of collaboration. Then there's the secret sauce stuff about being a bookshop because there are no retailers quite like booksellers, right? So that stuff is what we'll add in and the heft will be there. And that will be where it stands and falls really, because we've got to fill it with all that beautiful intelligence.
Yeah, very good, very good. So Sheila, you've been involved pretty much from the start. What have you enjoyed most about getting the content so far?
It's reminding me how great it is to be a bookseller and what a fantastic job it is. And I think what I'm enjoying most is actually pulling the best ideas and best practice together and getting it out there to the booksellers. I'm kind of nervous about showing it to the wider booksellers, but I'm also incredibly excited that within a couple of months they're going to be seeing it and it's going to become a reality. And it won't have everything from the start, but it's certainly going to be a fantastic platform that we'll be able to add to on a week-to-week basis and build on. And it'll very quickly be a huge resource for them.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned, I think, that it's launching at the London Book Fair. What's the exact date we're going to be launching this?
So I guess we'll aim for the 5th of April. We've got a bit of a presence at the fair and it's going to be in person again, is the plan. So it seems like a good moment when the trades gather together and there'll be lots of booksellers there to do the education sessions that we've got on anyway. It seems appropriate time to do it and let everyone know and let people start having a play with it. Tell us what's right and what's wrong with it, no doubt.
I like the way Meryl said the London Book Fair 2022, just in case.
Yeah. When was the last face-to-face book fair?
Wasn't it
2019?
So it's been a while. And it was the first thing to be cancelled, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was the first
domino
to fall. And then they all fell, one after the other. So it'll be quite a moment, I think.
Yeah, very good. Well, I'm really excited. BA Learning, 5th of April. Thank you both. Best of luck with the launch and can't wait to see how it looks.
So do drop by the BA stand if you're planning to visit the London Book Fair. It's starting to feel safe to say that it's going to be at Olympia between the 5th and the 7th of April. And we'll have more information about BA Learning on the BA website at booksellers.org.uk as we get closer to the launch date. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again for our next episode soon. Bye for now.